This afternoon we drove from Beit Zahor, which, as you remember, is right by Bethlehem, and we drove across to Hebron, which is about 30 minutes' drive. Along the way we passed several settlements, and that's rather sinister in many ways, I have to admit, because it does look as though eventually those settlements are intended to join up and form a great erosion, or an even greater erosion, into a Palestinian territory. However, we got into Hebron and we went to see one of the projects there, which is a project enabling young disabled people to have a more clear understanding of their rights as disabled people, and also to be able to convince the general population that disabled people ought to be treated properly and fairly, that they have the ability to work, the desire to work, and that facilities ought to be made available to them. We heard stories of how, for example, one young girl who was disabled and quite badly disabled had given up all hope. She'd got to university and then she dropped out because she felt life was rather hopeless for her. And she came across the YCARE program, or the YMCA program, supported by YCARE, and her attitudes were changed. She had a more positive attitude towards herself, towards her disability. She got back into university and now is a bright and cheerful girl. Now that sounds a wonderful story, and it is indeed a wonderful story. And, you know, one could give you many other such stories, all made possible by the support of YCARE and eventually by your generous support to the whole project in Hebron. We gave them a few ideas. One of the suggestions was that they might, in fact, get in touch with their local radio station with a view to having a half-hour radio program for the disabled, about the disabled, and about disabled problems every month, so that the general public can be better informed about these problems. And I suggested to them that perhaps the BBC might help them with that, because the BBC have a very good program, 20-minute program every week, Does He Take Sugar? And that's the name of the program. And who knows, the BBC might be able to help them get started on this whole educational program of raising awareness of disabled people and enabling young disabled people to have a decent and proper future. It was a most encouraging afternoon, and we left feeling that this was, in fact, another great project by the YMCA out here.